This is our number two.
It's time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a winter wonderland right outside our East Lake Avenue studios. Snow coming down hard. Did your forecast say what the temperature is here in downtown Seattle?
It's at 36.
Yeah, it's nothing sticking yet. There's no accumulation.
It's light. It is very wet, though. This is the problem. This is what Cliff Mass told us from UW.
It's not a problem.
Well, no. At some point, it's going to get really cold and it's going to get slick. It's not a problem if we don't have to drive in it.
Well, no. I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, that's right. Okay, no.
It's going to be fun.
You know what? It's beautiful.
It's going to be fun driving home today.
It only happens a couple times.
I'm going to do okay. I'll be fine.
I know, but that all sounds great. But, you know, for example, I was supposed to go to a fundraiser tonight in downtown Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
The one event that they have for this particular effort that they have to make Catholic schools more affordable for everybody.
Yes.
It's been canceled.
Canceled or postponed?
Canceled.
Because the fundraiser, the auction I was going to go to tomorrow night has been postponed for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just...
Everybody give to that Ursula's charity.
Right, Fulcrum Foundation, please.
Yeah, go write them a check for crying out loud, and then we'll all feel good about it. No, I've got my theory, because I just heard in your newscast from the woman, was Ravensdale, who said everybody around her was so stressed at the store.
She was so cute.
Because Nicole's been trying to concoct this little fantasy that people are panic buying because
they are.
No.
The
reason that they're panic buying is because they're just going to have fun with it this weekend. And that's not it. People are like zombies out there. And I have a theory as to why.
They're having fun. They're
excited. No, they're not. I saw the people in the line at Albertson's.
I think you could both be correct.
No.
Some people are panicking because maybe they can't drive around. Those would be maybe the elderly or people who don't have transportation. And then like Nicole said, some people are like, hey, it's a pajama party. I want to do Marie Kondo in my closet.
There's another huge factor. There's another huge factor to all of this. Socialism breeds a lack of self-sufficiency. This is a Seattle issue. We have so many people who have decided to rely on government for every aspect of their life. Government will provide me the wage I need. They'll provide me with free stuff. They'll give me everything. And they'll take it from the guy who's more successful and they'll give it to me. And so then when we get a little snow, those people who depend on government for everything in their life, all of a sudden they have to be self-sufficient for one day. And they can't handle it.
Such a bunch of baloney.
Guarantee you that.
There's no baloney left in the stores anyway, by the way.
By the way, OMG from the 206, OMG Costco muffins are sold out. P.S.
Oh, no.
I bought the last one, she says.
The woman, she actually is a friend of one of our colleagues, and she was just laughing hysterically because as everyone is, you know, panicking, trying to get they're just, you know, wiped out the bread and the lettuce and all the more healthy stuff. She's like, well, I'll just fill my cart with what I want. Pudding, popcorn, lemon.
Yeah. It's just crazy. But no, what's going to happen? Somebody texted me and said, what's going to happen if the earthquake hits? And we've got, like, things down for weeks, as they've said is possible. People have to learn to be the tiniest bit self-sufficient, and you've got to prepare and plan and not go into a panic because something cool and wonderful and beautiful is happening. But again, I don't have much hope for all the people who rely on other entities as their alpha and their omega.
I don't even know how you got that. How do you explain when store shelves go empty in towns that maybe are leaning more conservative? I mean, it happens. It's just a natural instinct. You want to protect. You want to protect yourself and your family. And if you're just going to have a good time, you want to make sure you have snacks.
I haven't begun to figure out why it's happening in Duval. But in Seattle, I know why it's happening. I'll figure out Duval later, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. All right.
And Yelm.
Yeah. I mean, all of our listeners, I'm sure, are doing fine. Out in one of our north suburbs, My wife said nothing yet. This is about 25 minutes ago. And then she quickly followed it up with, it's like God just flipped a switch and it's coming down really hard in the north suburbs right now. So let's see. Snowing heavy. I'm just checking the text messages. Puyallup, Gig Harbor, it's snowing heavy right now. No snow in Bellingham from the 360?
Really?
No.
Well, there's probably
odd.
Some areas where it just, you know.
From the 425.
Oh, no.
From the 425, report from Everett. The Democrats are ruining America. I'm just going through these.
He's listening to you.
I don't have time.
He or she.
Except they said it 17 minutes ago. I like that. I hadn't seen it until just now.
I'll tell you what. We heard from a few Pierce County listeners, too, and they're starting to see the flakes. Everything is happening sooner. So our meteorologist friends at Cairo 7 have been kind of changing because the models keep showing something different. But, I mean, it's almost perfectly timed as far as what they predicted.
Yeah. Yeah, they said 1 to 3 o'clock. Snowing like crazy in Centralia. Nothing in Enumclaw right now. This is, again, according to my texters, near Whiteout in the Renton Highlands. Another person, big flakes coming down in Renton. So it sounds like Renton's getting hammered hard right now.
Visibility on the freeways in some stretches, not good.
I tell you what, Ursula, when I went out at 12:30 on my phone, and I was the wind is blowing northerly, so I was walking down into the wind, and it was about as hard as snow as I've been in years. Yeah. I mean, in the city, in the lowlands. I've been in mountain snow that's like this a lot. I'm just going through the texts here, but it sounds like some places Everett is getting nothing right now, and other places are getting just hammered. So especially South End, we're hearing from a lot of people, down into, like you said, Pierce County, and even down to the Centralia Chehalis area. So anyway, there you go. That's keep it coming, because we are monitoring our text messages, and we have a huge reporter group out there, those reporters being you.
We do have somebody that said that they're out driving Uber instead of tires, so
yeah,
an option for people.
There's a big controversy. Is it a bad move to order pizza tonight?
Well, I know that Jason Rance, tonight?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, it'd probably be forever for
Jason
it to
Rance
arrive.
Is just ordering Chipotle, but he said his driver hadn't arrived yet. I think at some point they're going to have trouble.
Yeah, they're going to cut that off. So anyway, be careful out there, because we...
I just heard that Squim got 7 inches so far.
Yikes.
7 inches.
You would have listened to our guy at 12:30. You would have already had it ordered and on the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Pizza and Chinese food.
I know it, yeah. I love that guy. Okay, let's get to a few other stories here in the Fastest 15. Ursula, I got a story here that I think you can probably relate to a little bit.
Okay.
As you know, I've talked about this a fair amount, that I, as a child, dad wasn't around, and mom would go play bingo like 5 or 6 nights a week.
Uh-huh.
So I would just be home alone for most of those nights. But every once in a while, I would go to the bingo parlor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if I had
where would she play? Was it in Ballard?
I'll tell you right now. I can't remember. Sunday was the Ballard Boys Club. Monday, I don't remember. Thursday, I know, was St. Alphonsus. Friday was the Ballard Senior Center.
Did they have
Saturday was the Highland Ice Arena. I knew every single...
It was your calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
I don't remember. Oh, no. Yes, I do. Tuesday was the Wallingford Boys Club. And it wasn't the Boys and Girls Club then. I'm not just being politically incorrect. But and then Wednesday, there's a little fuzzy gap on Wednesdays for me. But once in a while, I would have a friend and we'd tag along.
Yeah.
And play some bingo.
And the reason you said I could relate, not because I play bingo, but my mother also loves bingo.
Yes, exactly. And I can tell you that some of the nastiest human beings on earth are elderly women at bingo parties.
Oh, no. That's excluding our moms. My mom is so sweet.
Yeah, but I saw people attack my mom. Because, you know.
So they're mixed in with the nice ladies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just saying some. I said especially some of the nastiest people. It's not everybody.
Especially when waiting for that last square to be called.
Well, Yeah, yeah. And then they'd start cursing a blue streak when somebody across the room, bingo, and, oh, bleep, 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 bleep. But for those blackout games,
yeah,
my mom would buy those paper cards, three to a sheet.
Uh-huh.
And she'd get like six of them. So she'd have 18 bingo boards. And they'd call out a number, and she had, I know you know about this, those daubers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The array of colors, one of every color.
Yeah, and it'd have a little sponge tip, and you just push it on the card. And so they'd call out a number, and my mom would scan all 18. She's just, you know, daubing, daubing, daubing. But
it keeps their minds sharp, is what I'm told.
Well, not the way things ended up for Mom. But there would be somebody sitting next to her who'd get upset because her cards were in her space.
I would just see
so much nastiness.
Oh, no.
So anyway, I bring all this up because a game of bingo in Ontario turned particularly ugly Tuesday afternoon, forcing the provincial police to be called. It began when a 79-year-old woman took a seat normally used by an 86-year-old woman. And I saw that, too.
Oh, yeah. You have your spot.
Yes.
It's your lucky spot.
The ensuing argument between the two women escalated into a physical altercation. Other players got involved, turning the situation into a brawl.
No. Okay, I shouldn't laugh, but
that's when police were called.
But the visual is quite a scene.
Yes. And when police arrived, the bingo players finally calmed down. No one was seriously injured. Paramedics not required. So all's well that ends well. In New York City this morning, one of the most... Does Robert De Niro, is he a mental patient now?
I don't know. He's struggling.
He's always getting into trouble.
Well, look.
Well, Trump's made him crazy. That's for sure.
So this morning, he's in a divorce proceeding, and they're fighting for custody of their 7-year-old daughter. I think he's, 79 years old, something like that. So he and his ex-wife are fighting for custody. They're in court, and he's holding one newspaper over the right side of his face. His assistant, this poor woman who works for him, is holding a newspaper in front of the left side of his face, and De Niro's on the phone, and he's just furious at his driver, who isn't there to pick him up.
I don't care if they chase you away. You tell the officer that I'm... What's the matter with you? Where are you? You're not in front. You're not where you dropped us off. On Worth Street, then you'd see all the photographers out here. No, you're not where you dropped us off.
And then they keep following him. The driver finally shows up. He gets in the car. You know that he just cursed a blue streak at the driver once he got in the car. But here's what I discovered, because I love his movies. Goodfellas is my all-time favorite movie. Casino, Raging Bull. I love his movie. Going back to Taxi Driver when he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Have you ever heard him in any kind of a long-form interview?
No. Well, not long-form. Yeah.
He's a dope.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just
doesn't
nothing.
Doesn't string together.
Nothing.
Maybe he can only work on a script.
Yeah, but he's as brilliant. That's what is. It's so weird to me that somebody who is apparently so dumb can be so brilliant working from a script.
But there are also people who really, they go into acting for certain reasons. He could have severe anxiety. He could have, this where he's just socially really an introvert.
I don't think he likes people.
Like, yeah,
I just don't think he likes people very much.
Yeah.
Oh,
The newspaper thing was real weird, though. I don't understand why that was necessary. Why not just stand there and have them take the same picture over and go over again? Instead, it's like, obnoxious.
That's where he said he looked like a mental patient holding these newspapers in front of his face while he's talking on the phone with one hand berating his driver.
That's what made it a story. If he would have just left it, nobody would have cared.
Okay, man, it's starting to snow even harder. Those are big flakes coming down now. Andrew, is it sticking at all yet?
Let me take a look.
Take a peek out the window and let me know if it's sticky. We are, Andrew's control room is right next to, we've got a live report.
It's just starting to stick.
Okay. All right. I wonder if the temperature is dropping at all in downtown Seattle.
I can tell you right now, it is, 34 degrees now.
Okay. Yeah. So it's going to be freezing before you know it. It's going to start sticking. And get off the roads before 3 o'clock. Just get off I-5 northbound before 3 o'clock. If you have someplace else to go, I don't care when you go. Okay, one more story for you. This is down in Georgia. This is an awful story. A man had a sick cow on his farm. And farmers, when they have sick animals, they have to put them out of their misery. And so this farmer was going to shoot the cow. And his 59-year-old son-in-law was going to help him with this unfortunate task. But according to the police, the bullet that was intended for the cow, it went through the cow and hit the son-in-law, killing him. Here's a deputy who said that, the farmer was doing what he had to do.
Tragic set of events, certainly unfortunate. The cow was in what's called prolapse, and some of the organs from the cow were outside the cow's body. It was obviously in danger and it was suffering.
And they were trying to move the cow, and that's when the son-in-law took the bullet.
At some point during that transition from one location to another, the cow was shot, and the bullet went through the cow. And actually entered the victim's body and killed him at that location.
What happened was they were moving the cow, and then the cow kind of probably got upset and ended up hitting the son-in-law in the head. And so he was injured, and that's why the father-in-law shot the cow in that moment, thinking he would just shoot the cow, but instead it went through him.
Through and hit the son-in-law. But you got to know what's behind your target every time you shoot. That's the weird, sad story of the day. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast Stories, Fastest 15.
You give us 15 minutes, we'll give you the world. Coming up right after Ursula's newscast, Cairo 7 meteorologist Nick Allard joins us live. And we will tell you exactly what to expect in the minutes and hours to come here on the Dory Monson Show. Go to Nick Allard live in just a second here. But here's what, when I said why people have no self-sufficiency around here.
Okay, what happened?
You should never doubt anything I say, because everything I say on the show turns out to be true.
Oh, no. What happened?
You just had in your newscast that Amazon might leave New York City because of all the opposition. Let me play for you. I'll play more in depth a little bit later after we talk to Nick. But here's what I said on November 18th. November 18th, months ago, almost 3 months ago. Here's the part that is particularly baffling. I truly thought that one of the reasons that Amazon was getting out of here was because they wanted to get away from what I was just talking about a couple of minutes ago. The absolute insane politics of our region.
No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy. He is our enemy. And we have to fight big business. The question is, will we have elected representatives who will fight with us or not?
Okay, so they get away in part from the lunatic that is Kishama Sawant. And they are running headlong into the lunatic that is also a Democrat socialist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And now today we find out from Jeff Bezos' newspaper, The Washington Post, that Amazon may get out of the New York City deal. Jeff, if you double my radio salary, which will cost you a pretty penny or two, I could have saved you hundreds of millions of dollars on all of this.
So if you want me, I'm here for you, Jeff. Let's go live to Cairo 7 meteorologist Nick Allard, who joins us from parts unknown. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Oh, I'm stuck on First and Cedar trying to get to my hotel. I haven't moved in like 15 minutes. It's insanity.
Oh, man. How far away is your hotel from the TV station?
Like 8 minutes. It's ridiculous.
Oh,
it's crazy. I've been sitting by CJ's eatery and I'm starving for about 15 minutes. I just moved 8 feet. It was a good 8 feet, but I only moved 8 feet.
Oh, man. If you know what you should do.
Everyone was told, though, to leave. I mean, so now the courthouse is shutting down. Everyone is told, okay, go home now.
But I'm the one idiot who's staying, so I'm the one that's stuck in it.
Well, I'll give you some free advice. Park your car, go into CJ's, get the sausage and cheese omelet and hash browns extra crispy. It's one of the best breakfasts in town.
Good deal.
Trust me on this.
I'm gonna leave my car in the street. Dory said I could.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, put a note. Say Dory said I could. So, okay, so what are we to expect now? Because we had really heavy flakes about 5-10 minutes ago, and now I can barely see them out the window. They've turned so light. What's going on?
Yep. Well, it's really coming down right where I am, and you're right. They are the lighter flakes. We're in the process now. Obviously, it's picking up. And I still expect the heaviest snow to be, you know, a couple of hours away. I think we're looking at a window, and again, I'm in the car now, not looking at the radar, but when I left, we're in a window of about 3 to 7 or so where we'll find, you know, the heaviest, which means if anybody is driving, you'll be stuck in some of the heavier snow. And I think it's going to continue like that for a number of hours, becoming a little bit more scattered tonight. And we look right on track. Honestly, this is going well per the computer models.
Well, since I've goofed off with you in the past when forecasts were the other way, you guys absolutely nailed this. You said between 1 and 3 o'clock was when it would hit. I mean, it was just right on the timetable you said, and you guys had this one really nailed.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? Is there any way we can get that recorded and put out, like, on a cassette tape for me?
Yeah.
Cassette.
Cassette or 8-track. I'll see what we have available here.
Whatever. Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm all old school in here. As long as I can have it as my ringtone, yeah, I'm happy.
Absolutely. Okay, so, and then the other question, because I was out on my phone at the beginning of the hour, and I said, it doesn't feel that cold, and it was 36 degrees. So when does it get below freezing, which is when, of course, the roads are going to get more treacherous?
You know, I saw that on Twitter a lot. One thing, and I'm sure you know about it, one thing that people weren't considering when everybody kept sending me notes about, well, it's too warm, it's too warm, it's too warm. If you looked at the temperature at SeaTac, let's just say, I think I said snow, let's just figure right at noon show, for our noon show, so right at 12 o'clock, it was about 34 degrees, maybe 35, but the dew point, the temperature at which the moisture will condense, was at about 26, 27, meaning there is plenty of room for this moisture to fall, evaporate, and cool us off. So we've already hit our high temperature. Now we're just going to drop, and I expect we'll stay, 20s and 30s overnight. It's not going to be a dramatic drop until the snow stops and the wind really starts to pick up. And then Sunday, you know, you might find some overnight lows in the 20s, and then, you know, you get some clearing during the day, which is why you'll be so cold. And then you might even find some snow south of Seattle Sunday night. Could still see some south parts of Monday, Tuesday. Could still see some everywhere Thursday. So it's just a
real
cold and snow. I mean, that could definitely change. But yes, it does not look fun next week.
Sounds incredible for next week.
Unless you have a flight out of
the
airport.
True for you, but
yeah.
Exactly.
No,
anybody that wants to do anything.
Yes.
I'm going to be stuck in this, and nobody hates being stuck in traffic more than me. I'm going to be stuck in this in an hour and 17 minutes, 16. We'll see. But just enjoy it, for crying out loud. It hardly ever happens. Here's what I find annoying, Nick, is so many people stayed home from work Monday, some even Tuesday this last week, that the roads were fine. The roads were wide open. It was some of my easiest commute days ever, even though we'd had all that snow on Sunday and into Monday. I can't figure out why people didn't alter their schedule today, because all of you guys had the same forecast, and it's not like this should be a surprise. And I don't know why people didn't alter their schedules today the way they did 3 and 4 days ago. That makes no sense to me.
And, you know, we really had that conversation a lot. We tried to tell as many people as we could, and I get it. These things don't always pan out, and oftentimes I don't personally mind driving in the snow, so I would be fine with it, but it's everybody trying to do it at once is the issue. You know, that's when the escape happens. We're trying to escape from New York right now, where everybody's just doing it at the exact same time, and there's no movement. Although, I have moved half a block, which is nice.
I was going to say, the drive in this morning actually wasn't bad, and Chris Sullivan thought that people were staying home, but it's just everybody trying to get out right now because the snow is really coming down. So in terms of the size of this storm and what's predicted for this week, how does it compare historically?
Well, you have to go back. So let's see, off the top of my head, in 2008, I was also in town at a different place doing that storm. I think we ended up getting about 7.5 inches at SeaTac. On Monday, I think the official was about 2.5, so 2.5 inches. So if we get to 7-8 inches, it will match the 08. But if you go back to 96, I think it was, again, I don't have it in front of me. I think it was 20 or 21 inches by the time that storm was finished.
Oh, I remember that.
I remember it. Yeah, and then it warmed up super fast. I remember all the melting and all the flooding we had. So I think if this pans out the way we're forecasting, we'd be in the realm of 2008.
Got it.
And I don't think we're going to get up into the 96 category. That would be really on the extreme.
I know how busy you've been all week, Nick. I really appreciate you jumping on with us. Thank you very much. Well, big story throughout the rest of this afternoon is going to be the weather and the traffic. And so what I'm going to do, I'm still asking you to keep me posted on what's going on via the Online Trading Academy text line, which is 989873.
Why did this become difficult today?
I don't know.
We give it out all the time.
I know. 989873.
Oh, yes, that's the text.
That's the text line. And then the other thing I'm going to do right after the top of the hour, since I'm getting a lot of text messages from people who are just stuck in this. And again, I'm a little flabbergasted that with the forecast that was coming, with the ease through which everybody was able to navigate Monday when there was lots of snow on the ground and they adjusted their work schedule and they telecommuted, this should not have been a surprise. And I'm just, I'm amazed as I hear from Kimmy Klein how horrible the traffic is everywhere. So right after the top of the hour news, we're going to open up our phone lines and take calls from you. And you can just tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. But I know there's a lot of frustration out there from what I've seen from the texters.
Well, I think that like us, some people just had to go to work today and you tried to get out as quick as you can. But everybody knew it was after one. So everybody tried to get out at the same time.
Yeah, I guess. And I know a lot of people took Monday off and thought, I can't do it Monday and Friday. Mm-hmm. Getting a lot of people from Boeing. I already put in a word for you. I don't think Boeing should make you come in today. They should delay things for a day. But a lot of Boeing workers are frustrated that they have to go in. So the swing shift workers are texting me a lot. 1 hour, 20 minutes from downtown Bellevue to Inner Bay, one of our listeners is telling me. The roads are white in Tacoma now, so it's sticking hard in a lot of areas around here. The mean streets of Ballard, lots of snow there, softening up the meanness of my home neighborhood. I'm going to play some Jay Inslee audio. Somebody from the 253 said, so much for global warming. I guess Jay Inslee just gave kind of a flippant answer when somebody asked him about the extreme weather and what the state's doing to handle it.
Do you want to hear it?
Do we have time? How long is it?
Oh, like 10 seconds.
Okay. Yeah, let me hear what Jay Inslee just said about that.
Can you address the issue that people are kind of, when they go to grocery stores, they're just taking everything off the shelf and not leaving it for other people? What advice or wisdom would you give to other people?
Leave two bananas for the governor. That's all I can ask.
And then he got up and left.
So he wouldn't engage with the report?
He didn't say, stay safe. He didn't acknowledge the storm.
Who's the little lackey who laughed at that?
Save two bananas for the governor. And somebody...
That's why politicians have no sense of reality. They're always surrounded by a bunch of bobblehead lackeys. Okay, lots more coverage next hour as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.